This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show now at 7 after the hour with Doug Steffen, that's me, and Michael Harrison, that's him. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. All of these items are listed there. Stories about hosts. We have lots of host conversation this week in the focus as we go through the stories and the people that, according to the research by Michael's staff, have come up to the top, the cream of the crop, as it were. So you want to go through the stories for us and the people, and then let's see what direction we decide to, what hole we dive into here with all of this.
What opening in the line we run through. Here we go. The stories of the week. It's been a very interesting week, obviously. That sounds like a cliche because they're all interesting, but this one has its own flavor. At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four and the Major League Baseball season opened early, and NBA action is heating up. At number 9, the Parkland student versus Laura Ingraham feud. At number 8, the California Sanctuary Cities issue. At number 7, the very, very successful, controversial, highly publicized, and highly rated Roseanne reboot on television. At number 6, the Sacramento shooting protests. At number 5, Kim Jong-un visits China. Fascinating. At number 4, Stephen's Second Amendment op-ed. At number 3, Trump's approval rating, it's up. Number 2, Stormy Daniels litigation and the 60 Minutes interview. And number 1, Trump's Russia investigation and diplomatic expulsions. On the People survey, we have Stephon Clark at number 10. Number 9, David Hogg and Laura Ingraham. Roseanne Barr at 8. Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping at 7. John Paul Stevens at 6. Paul Ryan at 5. And number 4, Stormy Daniels and her attorney, Michael Avenatti. Number 3, Vladimir Putin. Number 2, Robert Mueller. Number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of a very tumultuous week that went in many directions.
It certainly did, as it usually does, and that's not a bad thing. It's good to keep the conversation going and varied. The Roseanne show, did you watch it?
I did not, and I haven't even seen any videos of it. I shall do that, but I've read an awful lot about it, so I'm sort of up to speed, but I really should watch it.
All right, so speaking of video, I watched and listened to the final 15 minutes of the Don Imus final broadcast.
Yeah.
And I'm betting that you did, too. There's been certainly in Talkers Magazine this week a lot of focus on Don Imus and his career and his last show in which he said he was the best broadcaster, the best talk show host that ever lived, and he meant it. He did mean it. You can tell by listening to him. He was very... It was a sobering 15 minutes listening to it. I almost cried myself, and I don't really even know the guy. We've never really crossed paths. You and he have crossed paths. And so I wonder, I think we made reference to it last week a little bit on this program, but as you listen to it and focus on it, really, in a manner of speaking, I suppose some people say it's the end of an era. But for somebody who was very important in this format, it was interesting to hear him... and to see the profiles, the TV, all the things that were aimed at him, to think about the impact that a person, and this is why I'm bringing it up, Michael, one person and the impact, whether you buy is that he was the greatest or not, but he certainly did have an impact on audiences and listeners, and that is hard for one person to do, isn't it?
That's a hard thing to be on the radio for a half a century and remain viable and be pertinent. So obviously he's very talented. But did you cry because you realized maybe you're not the greatest talk show host of all time?
No, actually, I didn't think about it that way at all.
Oh, okay.
I was his emotion. He presented himself in a very... maybe he was a showman to the end, maybe. I don't know. Maybe some people think it was phony tears.
Well, it doesn't matter. I could make myself crazy over these years that I do what I do if I tried to decide, you know, empirically who's telling the truth and who is insincere and who's, you know, phony. There's a degree of phoniness to all showmanship, and that's part of it. If you really are yourself, it could be very boring. So everybody's on to a certain extent. But no, Imus has been a very colorful figure. Whether he's the greatest of all time, I don't think anybody's the greatest of all time. I think that...
Have great moments.
I have in my top 10 lists of everything. I have a top 10 list of everything. It changes daily, and there are about 100 things on the top 10 list. It's even reflected in the work that I oversee at Talkers. Our charts are known for having ties.
Yeah.
I mean, right. We could cram 25 things into our top 10 because I see things that way. So I would say Imus is certainly one of the great radio personalities of the second half of the 20th century. The end of an era? No, I don't know. I think that era ended a long time ago. I think that we're at the beginning of an era that some of the old-timers are still a part of. But I see the era that Imus represented as having ended about 15, 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I see us in a very new era since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And it's just starting now to gain definition, where we're understanding where we are and where we're going. But the day of the shock jock and the disc jockey and the radio station, the big tower of power, WNBC, WABC, WLS, KFI, these great radio stations that had these larger-than-life personalities on them, that's very 20th century.
So then let's fast forward to where we are today. There's been a lot of hoopla in Talkers and elsewhere about, is it Ben Shapiro? Brian, no, it's Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro, who was on a few stations in Los Angeles and then started a podcast that's been well received. Now he's starting a radio program. That sounds to me, looks to me, and I don't say this in a negative way, but I don't, unless his personality is stellar, and I've listened to him a few times, and I actually know him, and I don't know him well, but I know him enough to not be really crazily interested in what he has to say, but a lot of people have glommed onto him and his podcast, very successful podcast, and I wonder whether that now, we seem to have created people on the radio that want to get off. Mike Francesa, who is the superstar of sports talk radio in New York for, what, 30 years or something?
Yeah, a long time, and he misses it now.
He does?
Yeah, he misses it.
He went to podcasting, so is he going to go back on the radio? Because
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do, but we're going to find out in the next few weeks. He's going to make an announcement, and then he's going to talk about it at the Talkers Conference on June 8th. That should be very interesting. Right. You know, he was the number one person on our Heavy 100 of Sports that we just published, but not this time around. He went from number one to number nothing.
Because he's not there.
He's not there. We've never had that happen.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, you and I talk about this with some regularity. The fact you have been in your career a very successful disc jockey. You've been a very successful trade publisher. You've been involved in both sides, the print and on-air media. You have, and you now bridge that gap still, because I think there's a part of you, and it's good because you're, you know, I don't blow smoke in your ear, you know that we appreciate each other and what we do on the air. You are good on the air. I like having you here because I can trust that whatever we say during this hour is going to be astute, it's going to be mature for the most part. Sometimes you and I have
compared to a lot of the other stuff, it's mature.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate your kind words. The reason I stay on the air, and I've always stayed on the air during my business career. I have been on the air consistently now for going on 51 years, and I'm not an old person. I started very young, and I have a youthful attitude. And fortunately, I don't sound old. Something happens when you start to, your voice starts to age the way you know your wrinkles do, and that can get in the way of the dynamics, just like in sports. There's a physicality to it, like a singer.
Do you think that's what happened to Imus? to without
question, Imus sounds old on the air, and I don't mean that as a pejorative. He's a sick man. He's had cancer. He's had diseases. Yeah. He's weather beaten. He's lived a hard life.
Yep.
He's overcome addictions. My God. He does not have that crisp, you know, the sound, you know, Imus in the morning, WNBC, Imus, quack, quack, you know, that whole thing. So there's the physical aspect, the athletic aspect, the mechanical aspect of broadcasting does require certain vocal skills. Mm-hmm. And he lost that. And that happens with age. You get, you know, old man and old lady voice. And you know, fortunately, you and I have not experienced that yet. We will eventually. But
speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, I hope that we're around long enough to write. And I'm being serious here.
Yeah, no, I know you are.
I'm talking about what makes this business tick when you're talking about the retirement of a character like Imus.
Yep.
So... you asked me just basically, you know, was he finished? I don't exactly remember what you asked me. We've gone.
I wondered whether he was going to do a podcast. Sort of fiddling around with podcasting, and I mentioned Ben Shapiro because he was on the air and the off the air did a podcast. Now he's coming back on the air.
No, but I don't think Imus is going to do anything because Imus does it for the money. Mm-hmm. Imus does it for the money. Imus may say as much as he's missing the person that he's talking to and he loves the business and all that. This, you know, if the story is that they had to get rid of Imus because Cumulus is in bankruptcy and they have to cut back their expenses, mm-hmm. and he loves it so much and they love him so much.
So why didn't he cut?
Yeah, why didn't he just cut the salary and continue
like all the
to
rest
do
of
it?
Us are? Yeah, right.
Sometimes the answer is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Imus, and he says he's the greatest of all time. I mean, you know, God bless him, but he's not going to fiddle around with podcasts. I just don't see it. He's going to go on with his life.
Yep. Well, we wish him well wherever his life leads him. He certainly has been a contributor. He's one of the people that brought folks to the radio, and they stayed there. So for that, I am, as a broadcaster, grateful to him for his accomplishments, for his contributions, for his longevity. I think that he has helped our medium a great deal. And so for that, I wish him well. It's 19 after the hour on the countdown.
Attention golfers, do you lose strokes every time you land in a bunker? If so, check out a new 56-degree sand wedge that has sole channels. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. The open channels on the sole allow you to cut through the sand easily, just like a bunker rake. This new 56-degree ProTouch sand wedge now makes greenside bunker shots simple. Just swing like you do on all regular pitch shots. Square stance and square face. Then let the sole channels do the work for you. Less resistance through the sand guarantees you'll get more sand saves. Plus, the patented sole channel design conforms to USGA rules. Finally, the most dreaded shot in all of golf is no longer a problem. Go to ProTouchWedges.com to learn how to get a free 60-degree lob wedge with the purchase of a 56-degree sand wedge. Enter promo code DAWN. That's ProTouchWedges.com. Promo code DAWN.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJ V Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTee.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now, and we're focused on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. When I say we, I include Michael Harrison, who is the mainstay of this hour, the countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. Talk radio is the subject matter of all of the work done. It's Michael's life. Talkers Magazine. Talkers. It is. It's all about you and what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. People come to you. They pay attention to you. They come to me to talk about cows. They come to you to talk about the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
See, I still have dreams of other careers. I want to be a major league pitcher, but...
See, I don't.
Were there things that you wanted to be in your life when you were a kid that never happened?
No. Actually, I've been able to create in my life. I've been very fortunate. This is something I think about every night when I go to bed, how thankful I am that the two things in terms of occupation of my time that have always meant the most to me have still and will be a part of my life until I can't talk or live or breathe anymore. And that's being on the radio and having a farm. Wow. Those are the things. That and having the children that I have had in my life are the premier accomplishments. And so I have had a wonderful life. I have a wonderful life. And I'm doing what I want to do. I would like to have a companion to share it with. That's the only sort of hole in it. But as far as the other things are concerned, they're there and will always be. And I think, frankly, you and I will be on the same train as it leaves town. And we won't be standing upright.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We'll be both doing this sort of thing because we love this sort of thing.
Do you think that we should use this platform to have maybe a contest to find you a companion?
Oh, no. I tried that once. Didn't work.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Did you know? Remember that? That was about 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a contest for a date with Doug, and a woman in Michigan won the contest. I can remember what she looks like to this day.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And it was, and she finally opted out. We had we set a time. I was going to fly to Detroit and take her to dinner and all of that. And the day that we were supposed to do that, she called and said, I don't think I can do this. So it was,
she's a lucky woman.
Some other women might tell you the same thing, Michael.
Like, oh, my gosh. I don't even remember. You did that without me knowing about it.
No.
I would have frowned on that. That's dangerous stuff.
It's
a joke.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a joke. All right. Speaking of jokes, and we're into the world of talking about hosts, Laura Ingraham got herself into a hole this week, and I don't know whether it's fair or not. This kid David Hogg chased her around. I said on the air publicly that it seemed to me there was a contest going on here on the women's side of right-wing radio, and whether Dana Loesch and Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter, I mean, all of them have had a lot to say in the last few weeks, and some of it's been pretty much according to what you would expect them to say, and other stuff has been pretty outrageous. What do you think about my theory?
I'm not sure what your theory is.
My theory is that they all are concerned that one of the other ones is trying to push them out of the most visible conservative women.
Oh, competition between Laura Ingraham, Dana Loesch, and
Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a degree of that. I just think that these women are operating as conservative commentators. There's always competition between people on the same side. You know, people think everybody in conservative radio, they all love each other and they're all on the same team.
No, not true.
Right. So I guess there's a gender aspect to it. But I wouldn't pursue that too deeply because it would be interpreted as sexist on my part and your part.
Ah, of course.
That's a tough one. Yeah. And she has suffered the consequences of it.
Once again, the advertisers, though, we're going to go get you. We're going to kick you off the air. We're going to get rid of your advertisers. That's what everybody uses. So she apologizes to the kid so she doesn't lose her advertisers.
And that isn't enough for him. This is still going on. He wants
more. I know this. Yeah. I think he's got a little...
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
resuscitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Top 34 after the hour now, as we go through the charts for the week of March 26th to the 30th of 2018. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. He also is the host of a fabulous podcast. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The podcast that shows up every week with somebody new. I don't think we paid enough attention. And if you don't mind me digressing with you, Michael, for a few minutes off of the charts, the people, the stories, the stuff that we want to get back to about women in talk radio and that sort of thing. But I do want to pay tribute. We were talking about you being on the air, but this podcast you're doing now is finding sort of new heights, and Joe Lieberman being on. I actually listened. I love Joe Lieberman. I've always liked Joe. I liked his wife. We were friends when he was working in the trenches in the Senate. He's a very good guy. So what did you find, if we can, because that's something you can find when you go to the podcast. You can certainly find the archived podcast along with the new ones every week, right?
Yeah, it's mhinterview.com for folks that want to get to it. And thank you for talking about it. The thing with Joe Lieberman, I kind of held his feet to the fire about something that has irked a lot of talk show hosts for the last 20 years. And that is that back in the glorious 90s, the rise of the modern era of talk radio, before it became so polarized, it was polarized, but it wasn't as polarized politically. Joe Lieberman was the darling of both the left and the right.
Yes.
He was one of the most popular talk show guests in politics.
Yep.
And a wonderful guest, because he always spoke honestly and articulately and without bias. He has his opinions, but it wasn't... He seemed to be a man seeking truth, not victory. And then when he was nominated for vice president on the Gore ticket, you couldn't get to him. And he disappeared from all of the shows, and he wound up on all the big TV shows and all that, which is understandable. But a lot of radio hosts felt that the time and energy they invested in him as a friend and as a contact went down the drain. And he never picked it up and recovered in terms of that relationship. Not that it mattered to him. And I hit him with it. I said, what happened? What? And he seemed truly surprised. I don't know if you noticed that. He went, really? That's interesting. And he explained, and this is really key, how when he was nominated for vice president, he had no control over his schedule. A bunch
right.
of people he
yeah.
didn't know, the campaign coordinators
yeah.
were running
the handlers.
His life. The handlers.
Yeah. The handlers, yes. Yeah. And he was as naive about that as a lot of other people who get in. I really believe he is the genuine article. I've always thought he was the real deal, the real thing, and not a phony baloney.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether that comes, it's not a surprise to you. But he's one of the few politicians. He and the guy from Colorado, Joel Heffley, who was a congressman that I used to have on the radio when I was doing politics a lot. The two of them were on a lot with me, and I liked them both because I felt they were the real deal.
You're right. Joel Heffley was a good guy. As a matter of fact, he arranged for me to have a tour of the Capitol building.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. And his whole organization, his assistants and himself, they were good people.
Yeah. You know, he was the only modern congressman to ever return money to the budget. They're given $1 million a year to staff their offices. And he always turned in $200,000 or $300,000 at the end of the year. And he got other congressmen angry at him. You know, he got run out of town by Tom DeLay's group because he was the chairman of the ethics committee. And they chased there. He took it seriously.
He was too ethical.
He was too ethical. And they're the ones that got Tom DeLay, showed him to be the phony fraud that he was, the crook that he was. And so he got run out of Congress. And a lot of his pals managed to get rid of Heffley by taking the chairmanship away from him and then funding a guy to run against him in Colorado Springs that beat him.
Yeah.
That was the end of him because he went against the grain of the political spectrum at the time.
Yeah, he was a Boy Scout.
Yeah,
you know, it's terrible that politics is so dirty, so evil, so corrupt.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
It is.
When
it
I was
dirty.
Remember earlier I was talking about, you know, our childhood dreams?
Yeah.
I used to have dreams when I was a kid of maybe going into politics and being a
great statesman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Being a statesman. I looked at certain political leaders and I thought that they were, you know, like gods. And as I grew up, I learned that they were not only not gods, but they were creeps.
Yeah.
And I've always maintained a posture: do not give your heart, do not give your soul, do not sell your endorsement to any political party or to any politician, and try to have a career as a honest broker of commentary on the radio, television, or in print.
Mm-hmm.
And I still see my colleagues doing that everywhere. They just totally sell their souls to these politicians.
Yeah.
And you always will get burned. Always will get burned.
In their best interests only. All right, before we go back to Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, and Dana Lash, I'd like you to tell us about Steve Goldblum, who is the subject of your MH interview this week. Why he is as strongly interesting as you found him to be.
He's a cool kid from Halifax, Nova Scotia, 34 years old. He's a millennial. He's funny. He is a multi-platform media guy, very clever. He has a number of things going. He hosts a podcast called Forbes Under 30. He talks to entrepreneurs who are under 30 years old who are disrupting the digital era business community, which is interesting. He also is kind of a snarky, funny example of millennial humor that has infiltrated the PBS NewsHour. And he has a program on that show called Brief But Spectacular. And I just found him to be an interesting guy. And I'm always interested in talking to bright young people to get insights into the way they tick. The way the 20 and 30-somethings tick today. Because you can't just draw broad strokes generalizations about this generation.
No. It's dangerous and not smart. Both of those things. Yeah, that's good. So this is something. These interviews are always very, if you will, creative. So that's how Michael describes Steve Goldblum as a creative millennial media dynamo. You might want to listen to the story from stem to stern. Michael Harrison interview. Listen to the podcast. You can go to talkers.com and find the podcast, or you can find it. It's MH interview, isn't it, .com?
Yes, MHinterview.com.
Interview.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation about Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham. I don't mean to, and Dana Lash, I don't mean to prolong this, but you wanted to spend a few more minutes talking about what I said. I thought that they were fighting with each other for dominance of right-wing ladies on the air. So,
well, that's possible. And again, that's that. All I could say to that is, yeah, that's possible, but I'm not going to participate in that discussion anymore because I don't want to come across as stoking a cat fight.
Yes,
that's not what I want to do. It's a possibility. There are many different ways in which people of the same political philosophy in the media are in competition with each other, and clearly gender might be one of them. What I want to say is I was saying that Laura Ingraham went down the wrong road when she took on and attacked a kid. Yeah. My position on this whole thing is I think the most important thing of this whole, you know, March for Our Lives movement is that kids are back in politics and they're out there being activists when for years kids have just been into video games and stupid things, it seems. Yeah. So I see that as a great thing. That being said, I don't attack them too heavily when I don't agree with some of them or their naivety or whatever. But this David Hogg guy and Emma Gonzalez and all of the big ringleaders of this have got to learn a lesson. And the lesson is when you stick your head out there and you go out there and you do exercise your First Amendment right and you do it with success as they have, you're going to get negative feedback.
Right.
They can't be given a pass the way a lot of these snowflakes in colleges and high schools today are getting a pass on everything.
Yeah.
And they've got to learn that this
is the big leagues, man.
It's a rough and tumble business.
Yep. Yeah,
and that's my point. Would you agree?
If you don't want to expect, well, I have been disturbed a little bit by the attacks by some of the bloggers on the right. The Gonzalez thing bothered me. I don't care for Mr. Hogg or his approach. I think he's a smug, smarmy kid who's going to get slapped around a little bit and wake up to the reality you've just described. Having said that, I don't think Gonzalez deserved some of the stuff, the vitriol that came from some of the people, just folks posting on social media. I thought that was pretty inappropriate.
Very nasty. Very nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a huge difference between Hogg and Gonzalez. Hogg seems to relish the...
He's a little bit of a worm.
And I always come down against economic boycotts of the media, I respect their right to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But Laura seemed to turn tail and run as soon as they took a shot at some of the advertisers. So.
Well, she saw what happened to Bill O'Reilly. She doesn't want to lose her gig at Fox. When push comes to shove, Fox is a corporation that's out for its own interests, and she doesn't have Roger Ailes there to be the mediator in that process.
Yeah. And she's in a different financial league, although I'm sure she's secure. She's not anywhere near in the same financial league as O'Reilly is or was. So it was easy for O'Reilly to say, okay, to you guys, because he's got probably a couple of million bucks in the bank, a couple of hundred million bucks in the bank. And so,
O'Reilly is so full of himself that he actually thought he would rebound.
I know.
A lot of these guys think they're bigger than their platform.
You know what?
And almost always they learn they're not.
This kid Hogg reminds me of a kid like Bill O'Reilly. He's a young Bill O'Reilly. He's just so full of himself and so full of baloney, but he'll get slapped around enough to wake up and rise and shine. 45 past the hour on the countdown. A lot of people focus on celebrities. We're talking here about celebrities, people in the public eye. Laura Ingraham has a good smile. You have good smile. Dana's got a nice smile. I'm talking about all three of these. Ann Coulter has a nice smile. A lot of people on the air, television, radio, need to make sure that they have white smiles. Super important. And so there are a lot of products that are out there on the market that help whiten your teeth so you can look like a movie star or a TV star or whatever, somebody in public. the whitening strips that are around, the toothpaste that's around with those little plastic beads in them that'll etch up the enamel on your teeth. Yeah, your teeth look whiter, but at what cost? You're eating away at your gums and your teeth, and until now, that's been the only way you could whiten your teeth. But now there's a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes, no messy strips, trays, the little things that are in the toothpaste, none of that stuff. Power Swabs, clinically studied using the tooth detergents, the natural tooth detergents they found, whitening agents, so your stains start to go away in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, the red wine stains start to go away, start to disappear. Check it out for yourself. This is a guaranteed product. It'll remove the stains on your teeth, caps, veneers, or your money back. Try Power Swabs. Call and order now, 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it on the DJV show, or you can use the code DJV, get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, whiten your teeth quickly and safely. 800-208-1797. Doug Steffen here with a review of The People, the official list from Talkers Magazine of the people who seem to be in the focal point of the swirling conversations about the issues. Stephen Clark at number 10. David Hogg and Laura Ingram are at number 9. Roseanne at number 8. She's one of those people you don't have to, it's like Oprah. Or some of the other people that give one name and that's it. Everybody knows who Shaquille is, right? So when you say Roseanne, we know we're talking about Roseanne Barr. Number 7, Kim. Maybe we don't have to say anything more about him. He and the leader of China, Xi Jinping, met this past week, so that's why they're on the list at number 7. John Paul Stevens in the number 6 position. Paul Ryan is 5. Stormy Daniels is 4. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3, Robert Mueller is 2, and as you might expect again this week, for the umpteenth week in a row, person most discussed on talk radio is Donald Trump. And that's the list.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, this is one of the things that becomes a sub-conversation, the time of year. We're at Easter, Passover, a lot of important religionists are taking time. It's April Fools. There are a lot of things going on. One of the things that I think we have to examine at some point in time, the world of Christian video games. I think that'd be a fascinating podcast, actually, to find the guys who develop these Christian video games. the players sport the armor of God. The best weapon is a ball of holy energy known as smite. You heard that term in religious circles? They're going to smite down.
God will smite down the enemy.
So there are video games.
The Philistines were smitten by God.
Yeah, they were. Did you know there were video games?
I've heard about it. There's a lot of Christian products that are geared to the Christian marketplace. That's all I could say. And some of them are very successful.
Christian radio, too. All right. Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And this portion of the program features a conversation with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft as well. He's got a book called Identity Theft Alert. You can check out by going to scamicide.com, which is his website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. There's always one. I heard one this week about one of the, and I'm not sure which one it was. I'm trying to think now. It may have been Jackson Hewitt, but I don't want to name him because I can't remember which one it was. There's this thing every year now. This has started to take hold about 10 years ago, maybe more recently than that, Steve. Some of these preparers began to offer loans to people. You do your tax return, send it in. All right, the government owes you $3,500. You can borrow it from us today, but the interest rates are outrageous.
Yeah, no, just plain usurious. And the way that they are often portrayed is a early refund. Instead of the fact that it has nothing to do with your refund, the preparer is giving you a loan at rates that Tony Soprano wouldn't have even given. So there are some, you know, there is some action against this by various states attorneys general, mostly for misrepresentation, that people didn't know what they were getting into. And but, you know, whether it's a scam that looks legitimate if you're not if it isn't explained to you or not, it's still a scam. And yeah, a lot of people get victimized by that.
Yep. All right, let's get to a couple of legal questions that are presented by our countdown this week. Stormy Daniels and the litigation that she's prepared against the president, or her lawyers have. She's number two this week on the countdown. So what comes of all of this?
You know, I'm glad you asked about that one, because I've been following it a great deal, and I see how it's covered in the media. And there was a big headline this week because her lawyers had gone to get the president to be able to be deposed, and it said that the judge would not allow that. And I'm going, wow, is the judge ruling against her? And then I saw what happened in court, and it was the judge was, what's the rush on this thing? They haven't even filed a response yet. You can't depose until after there's been a response by the defendant. So just wait for the response, the answer, and then we can move on. I'll tell you, if you're going to bet on lawyers, you bet on Stormy Daniels' lawyer.
Really?
He is very, very good, very aggressive, very smart. And it does seem that the president's legal team keeps tripping themselves, falling over their own feet all the time. This thing, it's going to have legs legally, but as far as what kind of effect on the president, I don't think it'll have much. It may even be considered to be an illegal campaign contribution, and what do they usually do there? Usually, it's just a fine. So it'll make for interesting fodder, but that's about it.
All right. Here's the story from former Justice John Paul Stevens' Second Amendment op-ed piece. It really isn't about the Second Amendment, I don't think. It's about the NRA. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, John Paul Stevens, a very, very eminent jurist. He was a terrific Supreme Court justice. I do think that the editorial arguing about rescinding the Second Amendment, just all it does is it makes an argument that's unnecessary. That, you know, we're not, the Second Amendment is not going to be eliminated. The question is, how do we legitimately balance rights here? I still believe, and the Supreme Court's gone on record as saying, and Congress can do this, there's no constitutional right to own an assault weapon. So, you know, we do need to have some legitimate gun regulations that that recognize the rights of gun owners, but can provide us with some necessary limitations and safety.
All right, other item of interest here, the California Sanctuary Cities issue is number 8 this week. I can't for the life of me understand how the hell these people think, never mind how they get away with it legally. There's a big to-do in California now with cities and counties wanting to opt out of what the state or people up in Sacramento want to do. How do you read this?
You know, it really is incredible to me, just as someone who truly does believe in the rule of law. And I mean, even if you go back to Dr. Martin Luther King, when he broke laws that he felt were unjust, he accepted the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You change the laws, and that's what we need to have as a focus, and not on an organized disregard for the laws that we don't like.
Right. All right. That's it. If they don't have to follow law, why should I? When the cop comes and stops me for speeding, I'm going to tell him to go screw. All right. Thank you, Steve. You can get me out of jail. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.